And if you thought you had enough of Straight Talk for one day, sorry, you got to tune in here for another half hour. We're juggling everybody's schedules, and guess who pops up? The Presidente of Winthrop University, Dr. Edward Cerna, is here. And Dr. Beth Koster, who was just here about a week or so ago, she is the Dean of Education over at Winthrop University. And lo and behold, we've got things just keep changing over at Winthrop, which I think is fabulous. Not only do we have new roofs on the building, we have less buildings down the street. We've got all kinds of campus improvements. I mean, visibly, there's a lot of change, but internally, this is a big deal. A doctoral program at Winthrop University. Hard to believe that after 140 years, 35 years, what is it? 100, what is it?
37, 38?
38, I think.
38 years, man.
Yeah. All right, before we get into this too much, Dr. Cerna, tell us a little bit about your background for those who have not had a chance to meet you. And believe it or not, there's a bunch of them out there.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Manning. I'm Edward Cerna. I am a 2002 graduate of Winthrop University. I went out into the world, worked for about 20 years, and I am back as the president as of 2022. Could not be more excited to be here with my family, my wife, Lauren, and our two girls.
All right. Dr. Koster, go ahead.
I came to Winthrop in 2001 as a math professor and have worked my way, and now they let me be the Dean of Education, Sport, and Human Sciences.
My God, how many different programs is that? I mean, I can't even imagine.
A lot.
So a lot of your job is to make sure that all the people who are running the math department and da-da-da-da-da.
Well, I don't get to work with the math department as much as I used to. They kicked me out, sent me over to education across the street.
Okay.
But still, that's where I am. I'm that middle school math teacher forever.
So Winthrop University now has approximately how many students?
Right around 5,000.
Right. Oh, that's quite a jump.
We're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
We're growing.
I mean, it was the low point when you came was...
We were right around
5,000 students, that's
good. Yeah, we're growing back.
Very nice.
Yeah.
And all the indicators are that this it's very interesting what's going on in the world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Lower birth rates, all that kind of stuff. And with, well, that Winthrop can see that you are on a steady growth curve. Is that correct?
That is correct. Admissions numbers look strong again for this fall, so we're looking for our third year of enrollment growth. Bigger freshman classes, bigger transfer classes, better retention. So once we get them in the door, we're doing a better job of keeping them. And quite honestly, we're in a growth area of the country, so we should be growing. And we are a great value for education, and we have a great product, so we're excited about it.
And you've worked out some magic with some of the local two-year schools like York Technical College and CPCC.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So we have pathway programs that allow for a seamless transfer to Winthrop University across the state. And we were the first institution, I hope I'm saying that correctly, to actually create one of these pathways with an out-of-state community college, Central Piedmont Community College up in Charlotte. So this is our first entry into the Charlotte market, and we're really excited about it.
And to entice them, you're offering them in-state tuition?
We are offering them in-state tuition and access to our scholarships. You're correct, Manny.
Good deal.
That's good stuff. Deal. Yeah, it's a great deal.
Very good deal.
And I'll tell you, the early indications are that our application numbers from CPCC are already up 33%.
Really?
So it's already yielding students.
Isn't that something?
Isn't that amazing?
All right, very quickly, during your you've been here, what, 3 years now?
Two and a half years.
And you've signed, sealed, and delivered for another 5.
Yes, sir.
All right, he's in. Okay. But one of the things you've been doing is to do a wholesale evaluation of the curriculum over there to make it more in tune with what the world demands are in terms of jobs and professions. Is that right?
That's correct. And all the credit to our deans and to our new provost, Sebastian Van Delden. They've done a great job coming up with some really innovative programs, including the doctoral program, which we'll talk about today. We've got artificial intelligence. We have game design. We have supply chain management, criminal justice. We're going out there. We're talking to employers. We're looking at the data. We're listening to what students want, and we're starting to offer those academic programs.
So you did a lot of talking with a lot of people out there in the real world, figure out what they want.
We are the real world.
Well, I'm talking about outside the I'm talking about outside the hollow walls of the campus here.
Okay.
All right. And from that, how do you develop a course? If you find out that people are wanting to AI, all right, or I want to do criminal justice, or I want to do supply chain. How do you figure out how to put a curriculum together?
Sure. We look at standards and expectations for the students and pull together a community, whether that's faculty or external partners, and think about what do we want that student to know when they graduate? And then we backtrack to figure out what kind of experiences and curriculum does that student need to get there?
So you put a course curriculum together.
Correct.
Does that have to be approved by somebody other than you and the good doctor?
There are many steps on campus where that gets to be approved. So that takes a little while on campus, and there's a lot of feedback, and then it goes to the South Carolina Commission on Higher Ed, and they review through several steps, and the last step is to go to the Southern Association group, which is our regional.
So these new courses have been years in the making. Is that correct or incorrect?
Yes.
I defer to the dean.
You're smart. Very smart.
We actually started planning the EDD program back in 2001 on campus. Yes. And then we stopped. We took a break for a little while. It wasn't the right time. We figured out that we needed to hold back. But then our president asked us to revisit that in fall of 23. And so we pulled together an interdisciplinary team to really look at it. And we are starting in fall of 2025.
Sure. So how do you go about developing an AI curriculum when AI is so new that most people don't have the slightest idea what it stands for?
Well, you have to figure out, you know, what do we know now and where can we build in flexibility so as things change over time, the faculty are getting the training they need as well as making changes to our curriculum. There's not a faculty meeting at Winthrop University where curriculum is not discussed. So
bet.
It's constantly changing. And that's just part of it. It's part of what we do and it's part of what we enjoy, actually, keeping things fresh and new.
And it's what the customer wants.
That's what it's about.
You know, I'm so glad I asked these questions, you know, to get these little short little tidbits. All right. Let's move on. Let's see if we can get a little more out of him this time. So the idea for a doctoral program, where did that come from?
Well, the state of South Carolina approved us for up to five, is that correct?
Yes.
Up to five doctoral programs. So one of the conversations we had with the board when I came on was, how do we raise the academic profile of Winthrop University? How do we improve our reputation, make it more of a regional, national brand? And one of the things that we've done is, well, the doctoral program, but also the Honors College. Becoming a professional doctoral university, I believe is the appropriate term for it, raises our academic profile.
And when you say you got approval for five doctoral programs, did you just go down to the state and say, I want to put up five doctoral programs? I mean, how does this work? I don't know anything about this stuff.
Prior to that approval, a comprehensive institution like Winthrop was simply not allowed to propose. And so they changed the regulations at the state level so that we could propose up to five. We're doing one right now with sights on others in the future.
Again, I think to your point, it's market-driven. But we also have to consider, what are we really good at? We don't want to offer a doctoral program that is not among the best. And given our history in education, this one just made a lot of sense.
Okay, so what's involved with creating a doctoral program? Could I get a master's degree in education from Winthrop right now? Can I?
Yeah. Yes.
Don't nod your head. It doesn't work well on radio.
I was waiting for her.
Yes, you can.
You
there
know
are
what?
Multiple.
Let's just take this piece of paper and we'll just be like, and you and I'll have this conversation. Okay, so I can get a master's in education.
Absolutely, you can get several masters. Anything from educational leadership, learning design and technology, counseling and development. And then we have a very flexible master's program called educational studies that allows people who may not necessarily want to work in K-12 education but could get experience in learning and development, because there's learning and development going on in any place, any business, any industry. People need to learn, people need to talk, people need to discuss. So we have options for individuals in those areas as well.
Okay, so the doctoral, this is number one of potentially five.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just worry about the first one, get it launched before we start talking about other ones. And is it the same process? You'd figure out what the heck we got to do to raise the academic level to get somebody certified
for absolutely. Doctoral. And one of the things that we're working through right now is our final approval, which is the regional approval process, and that is to show our regional accreditor that we can handle a doctoral program at Winthrop University. And we know we can, we just have to show them that we can, so that we have the faculty that have the experience to be able to teach at this higher level, to support students during their dissertation process, which for us is research that these working adults can do in their current environment. They'll identify a problem in their current environment. They have taken courses in change management. They'll investigate what's going on and hopefully solve that problem. Sometimes you figure out that what you tried didn't work, but that's the idea.
So how many courses have you had to add to the list that are already offered for one to get to this level?
It's almost 20. It's not quite 20, but it is almost 20. So it is a big undertaking to move into any level. When you go from undergraduate to a master's program, when we went from a master's program to an educational specialist program, you have to change what you're doing, because many of your clients already have some background in what you're talking about, and you want to make sure that it's advanced and it builds on what they already know.
So these 20 new courses that somebody has said we need, you and whoever the team is,
correct?
Do you say, okay, this professor over here is a good one for us to say you're going to teach this course, and you over here, you're going to teach this course? Or do we have to bring somebody in from the outside to teach this? I mean, how does that work?
So you do have to show that you have the capacity on campus to be able to offer these courses that you're creating. So we have the capacity and the intelligence on campus. We are hiring a new faculty member as well to help us. But overall, the giftedness of the faculty across campus at Winthrop University is enough to offer the EDD program. It's multidisciplinary, so it is centered in education. It is centered in the College of Education, Sport and Human Sciences, but when we had our team designing it, we had people from business, we had people from arts and sciences there. We want to make sure that even if you've never worked K-12, but you're in an environment where you're helping people learn things, that we can help you advance your experience and your qualifications.
So if I apply for the doctoral program at Winthrop, do I have to have a master's degree in education to...
Not in education. You do have to have a master's degree, okay. Yes. But it does not have to be in education. So, for example, you could have done an MBA, and you've been working in the business world, and you train or you lead a group, then you would be a great candidate for this job. We think also individuals in nonprofits would be excellent people to be candidates for this position. We do expect candidates to have some leadership experience before they apply.
And I would imagine a lot of these doctoral applicants are people who are already working. They got a job, put food on the table to pay for their other education bills to get to this point. Is that about right?
Yes. It is all 100% online. It is flexible enough so that individuals can work after their regular time period. But one of the things that's central to what we're doing is we want to make sure that the information that we're talking about, the assignments, the new learning that is going on, is geared towards what they're doing every day in their job. So this program is specifically designed for working adults, 100%.
So it sounds like if I applied for this with my master's in broadcasting, which I don't have, you're going to sit down with me and you're going to figure out what makes me tick.
Correct.
And what I'm, well, lots of luck with that. But you're going to figure out what the applicant's thinking, where they're working, and you're going to get a feel for them. And then you all will agree as to which direction we're going to take on this thing?
Absolutely. So there are some courses that are common. Everybody's going to take them. I mean, you're going to have to learn how to do research, right? So there are going to be research courses and things like that that everybody is going to take together. There's some learning design and things like that. And then you're going to, we'll put together what's called a dissertation committee for you, and those individuals will help you pick your cognate, which could be in broadcasting. So, you know, learning on the radio is a great thing. So we would put a group together to help you think through, are there other areas that you need to personally learn about before you go into your...
You know, you talk about research. My brother-in-law, Dr. Kenny, has his PhD in experimental pathology. Try to digest that, okay? And he said to me one day, he said, you know, when I got my PhD, we didn't have any of this internet stuff. He said, if I had the internet available to me, and I was trying to do this, I could have done my doctoral program in half the time. Would you agree or disagree with that?
I don't know if that's true. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I mean, instead of pulling all these books out of libraries and dusting them off, you just go, tick, 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 tick. There it is. I'm just wondering. It makes sense to me.
Still got to look.
Still got to look. That's right. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind everybody you are listening to Straight Talk. Live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Biloxi with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. What we do here at Substation 2 is in the white letters, and you don't need a PhD to figure this out. But at the count of three, you need to battle it out. Ah, I like that. At the count of three, Dr. Buster, are you ready? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
You just passed your PhD. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to AndersonGriggs.com.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Soup, here it is. Soup, here it is. Fight those cold weather chills with a cup of hot soup at Substation 2. We serve a rotating selection of flavors and never know what we feel like fixing, but it's all delicious. Soup and sandwich, what a great combo at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Dr. Edward Cerna, the president of Winthrop University, and his able-bodied Dean of Education, Dr. Beth Green Costner, is with us here today on our Straight Talk program, where we're talking about the new doctoral program, the very first of what will surely be other doctoral programs in the future at Winthrop. This one happens to be in education, which makes a heck of a lot of sense, because that's the whole history of Winthrop University. Now, you mentioned something, you know, the practical aspects of this, that, you know, you may use this degree in any one of a number of different types of fields, and you use yourself as an example, right, Doc?
Yes, Manning. I actually have an EDD myself, and I went and pursued my EDD when I was actually working in business. I was in management. I had two master's degrees, but I decided to go back to school because I wanted to hone my skills, possibly make a career change into higher education. And I loved the EDD program. I was a working adult. I had a family. It just was the right fit for me.
So we want to make sure that people who are listening to this don't think that just because you get a doctorate degree in education means you're going to be in education. Is that right?
No, absolutely not. One of the areas that we think we really fit well into is healthcare and health administration, and thinking about how do you help others learn about the health aspects that they need to improve upon. So there is an aspect of learning. So we do really want to concentrate, we're educators, right, on how do you help others learn. But it's also how do you become a better leader and how do you make change in the organization in which you work in. So there's a lot of change management kind of skills that we're going to hone and develop in those individuals. And then the last thing is, how do you then, now that you've thought about all this change management, how do you really make some organizational change happen in your institution?
And the bigger the institution, the more skills you're going to need.
Absolutely.
To try to affect change.
I mean,
good Lord, it's you talk about pushing the boulder up the hill. You're going to need all the tools that you could possibly come up with. And I would imagine when you have this this degree, you've accomplished this degree, you've also, in the course of doing that, developed a whole new circle of relationships that you can go back to and say, hey, I got this boulder and I got it halfway up the hill, but I need some other ideas as to how I can get it over the hill.
One of the reasons why we definitely want educators in our program, right? But one of the reasons why we also want individuals from business or healthcare, nonprofits, all kinds of communities, is because how Dr. Cerna sees something from the business perspective is going to be very different than I see something from the education perspective. But together we can talk. We've been in this program together. We can think about, have you thought about this, Beth, or have you thought about this? So it's really a chance to work with individuals that you may never have worked with before, but learning together. So that's one of the things that excites us about the project.
All right, so the rollout of this is when? Like now?
The classes are designed and approved, and we will be starting in fall of 2025. So
this fall?
Yeah, this fall.
Okay. And the word is out. Have you gotten any initial knocks on the door like, hey, I'm interested in doing this?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
He lights up now.
Oh, yeah. Well, even my wife, Lauren, people will be coming to my wife, Lauren, asking who to contact because they're so interested in the program. So it's fantastic. Word is out.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
And we get, I'm just going to say, the College of Education, Sport, and Human Sciences has been contacted for years. Why do you not have a doctoral program? So we know there are people in our community that are ready for this next change, and Winthrop's ready to help them do it.
I would imagine that getting this word out to some of the larger entities in this community, you know, that employ 50, 100, 200 plus people, would be very, you might find that to be a very positive response.
Absolutely. We use some of our contacts that are already on campus to ask questions about, if you thought about doing this, what would it look like? Because we wanted to know and make sure that what we were thinking in education would work for someone in business or would work for someone in nonprofit. So we ask a lot of questions. We went to York Tech. We asked York Tech. We talked to Clinton College. You know, we really did try to pull together a meaningful group of individuals to design and think through this program.
And this is 100% online?
Yes.
It is.
Every course you can take on, so you can really work around the individual schedule.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
In terms of whatever their work and family commitments are. How long would you think it would take to finish this?
We're estimating 3 years.
3 years.
And that is taking two or three classes each term, including the summer.
Right.
And you can get this done, and you can be, you know, walk across the stage, get hooded. It's exciting. So, you know, can't wait until we watch that first graduate walk across the stage.
So if this all works according to plan, mm-hmm. then by the winter of 2028, mm-hmm. they might be some degrees bestowed upon our first doctor.
All new regalia for this, yes.
You're going to have to step up your game, Doc.
I know.
You're going to have to get some new digs. All right, so how does one find out more information about this?
We are online. If you search the EDD, go to winthrop.edu and search for the EDD, you will find it. It's the EDD in learning and thinking about learning leadership and innovation. So if you search, all the information is there, and later in the month of March, the applications will open. We have to do one more thing before we can submit it, but there is a place where you can submit questions. Program director, Dr. Lisa Harris, is willing to answer questions and help people think through, is this the right time for them?
Okay, Doc, last question. What else is on the table here for Winthrop in 2025?
All kinds of good stuff, Manning.
Come on.
All kinds of good stuff. Well, the Thread Project, our new design center over at the Thread, we should have that completed in April. That is going to be some cutting-edge space. It's going to be a great educational opportunity for our College of Visual and Performing Arts students. We're excited about that.
So you're actually physically going to have some space over there?
Right upstairs from the Springs Close. Yeah, we're right there.
And they'll be working on creative design?
Design, interior design. It's going to be an amazing opportunity for our students. So more to come in April.
This part of the new curriculum?
No, not new curriculum, just new space.
New space.
Yep.
We need new space.
We need some cutting-edge new space, man.
I got you. All right, well, listen, thank you, Dr. Sharda. Yep. Thank you, Dr. Koster. Appreciate you all being here, and thank you for all that you're doing at Winthrop University to keep us moving as a community as we continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, Relax Your with Founders, and by Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. We're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, and what we do here is fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week, to 10 in the morning and 9 o'clock at night. Maybe if we had a doctoral degree in making sandwiches, we could make them even better. Who knows? All right. Buster, are you awake over there? Okay, Doc is here. What do we do at the count of three? One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.